It's 94 HJOI. Paul and Al here with Dr. Scott Halsman on the phone. And you've had a couple of like best-selling books. And gosh, you're our very own hometown psychiatrist. You graduated from Brown Medical School, and you practice right here in Rhode Island, right?
I'm a graduate of Brown, and I just loved Rhode Island when I moved here and decided I wanted to spend my life here.
Cool. You do a lot of counseling for married couples. We, of course, are doing the divorce on the air, and I guess it's causing some controversy. Some people are upset at us doing this promotion.
Have you heard of it?
I mean, what we're doing is we're awarding the divorce services from Lovett and Lovett, the law firm, for somebody, and we're awarding it on Valentine's Day.
I think that's wonderfully romantic.
Thanks.
Yeah, I have heard about it. And, you know, I'm sure that out there in all of Rhode Island, there's probably one or two couples I couldn't help. But and for those people, I do hope that they make good use of the services. But, you know, I have to tell folks that most people bow out of marriage a lot earlier than they need to.
So you think most of them could be mended? Because it's kind of interesting. We have received like over 150 entries, and the vast majority of them, all of them, are people who are in this holding pattern of separation between 4, 6, even some 10 or 12 years.
No kidding.
Yeah,
that's the amazing part to us. And of course, they've already moved on to other partners. So.
Yeah.
You know, it's literally just the cost of the divorce that is holding them back, or at least that's what they're telling us.
You know, our motivation in this contest certainly isn't to break up marriages, and because these people, at least from the emails, all the entries we've had, these people, their minds have been made up for a long, long time. So
are you guys just trying to convince me that this is okay?
As a matter of fact, we are trying to, and I think if we were to sit here and argue about what is a more beneficial giveaway, I know there's a couple of media outlets, they're giving away a huge, expensive wedding. Now, I think that that is wrong because you're motivating people to get married for the wrong cause.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now, Dr. Halsman, you're out there, you're seeing a lot of people getting divorced who you don't think need a divorce, so maybe there's a message to a lot of the people out there who've entered the contest.
And
maybe they can salvage something.
And what is your solution? What do you suggest people do to change their lives?
Well, I can't tell you the countless people that come into my office and they say, I know this marriage is over. I've done absolutely everything. And I say, okay, so which of the marriage books have you read? Which marriage seminars have you gone to? What marriage experts have you spoken to? And they're like, oh, well, I didn't do anything like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, the fact of the matter is there are a lot of good strategies that you can use to make marriage better. And one of the reasons that I'm talking to you today is because my newest book is Secrets of Happily Married Women. And, hey, it's controversial. Maybe it's as controversial as your divorce giveaway. But one of the things I'm telling women is you want to have a great marriage. You want to have a great relationship with your husband. Have lots of sex.
Oh, man.
What? No, not men, Paul. Man.
Oh, okay.
One
oh,
man.
Oh, one man.
Yeah, if you start going in the men route, forget about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, what do you say to a person who just doesn't have the libido they used to where their partner still wants to, and yet they still love their spouse?
Right. Well, libido is a funny thing. I can't tell you all the people I've treated that say, I'm just not interested in sex. And suddenly they meet someone at the workplace who's starting to flirt with them, and all
good
of
point.
A sudden, you know, all of their sex gears are in motion.
Right, or suddenly they get jewelry flashed in front of them and they're horny again, yeah.
Well, there's definitely a flux about sex, and my feeling is for a lot of women particularly, studies show that sometimes you don't feel like having sex, and when you actually start doing it, the desire starts to come as you're in the process, and most women will say afterwards, wow, why don't we do that more often?
Mm-hmm.
And
all right, that's
saying,
a good point.
Yeah, my question exactly.
So, well, I mean, there are, of course, 100, there are 1,000 different problems in various and sundry marriages, but you have a couple of great best-selling books. You certainly talk a lot of sense. Now, is there a website our listeners could visit just to get a kind of a preview of your books or some of your philosophies about marriage?
Absolutely. You can go to drscott.com. And there you can find information about my books and some of the lessons I try to teach folks. And, you know, maybe just maybe a little bit of education might be all you need, and you can skip the divorce and be able to...
Right, a little bit of education, a little bit of counseling, that kind of thing.
It's been kind of a vicarious thrill for me and Al, because we're both happily married. Not to each other, by the way.
Right.
But both happily married. All right, Dr. Scott Halsman, and it's drscott.com?
That's right.
And we spell out doctor, full
no,
doctor?
No, it's D-R-S-C-O-T.
Oh, okay. All right, we'll abbreviate it.
That sounds good.
Just want to make that clear. All right, hey, thanks for joining us, and maybe we'll turn some marriages around here.
I give you guys a lot of credit, though. At least you're not giving away divorces to people with young kids. They really need to work on this and find this is a better way.
All right, Doc. Thanks a lot, man.
Hey, take it easy.
Thanks. We'll see you.